Good evening, friends, and welcome to our journey school this evening on emotions and the body. It's a gift to be together tonight, and we send love to our Abbess Marianne. I'm subbing in for Marianne tonight as she has the privilege of being with family members, and we send love to her. And just are grateful to be in this conscious circle of work and grace and the beauty of the gift of being embodied beings together. So let us begin tonight in the name of God transcendent, God omnipresent, and God immanent, the Holy Living Trinity, indwelling these being bodies. As we begin tonight, we're going to just enter into a time of silence, and I encourage you to use your breath to scan your body, to just breathe into your body and place your feet on the floor. Take deep breaths into your lower belly, slowly exhaling and slowly inhaling. Do what is necessary for you to relax into your body, and then we will begin with the prayer. Holy Spirit of God, we give thanks for the gift of our bodies. We give thanks for the power of our emotions and their capacity to feel, to empower us to do and to not do. We ask for your deep awareness of us tonight as we are aware of you, that we belong to you and you belong to us, that we are in you and you are in us. We pray these things in Christ. Amen. I'm going to attempt to share my screen now and have our Lectio Divina reading, which comes from the email today. It's a poem and also a passage of scripture. The scripture is from Psalm 139. And as I read this passage three times with increasing silence in between, I invite you to listen for a work idea that speaks to you, or a phrase, or a prayer that arises in you. Where do these words meet you in your body, in your heart, your mind? You can follow along on the screen, or you might close your eyes, whatever works best for you in your field of receptivity. Please come home. Please come home into your own body, your own vessel, your own earth. Please come home into each and every cell and fully into the space that surrounds you. O God, you have probed me. You know me. You know it all. You formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am wonderfully made. Please come home. Please come home into your own body, your own vessel, your own earth. Please come home into each and every cell and fully into the space that surrounds you. O God, you have probed me. You know me. You know it all. You formed my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am wonderfully made. Please come home. Please come home into your own body, your own vessel, your own earth. Please come home into each and every cell, and fully into the space that surrounds you. O God, you have probed me. You know me. You know it all. You formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am wonderfully made. And before we close, if you can, take a moment to gaze at the image. Amen. I invite you now just to raise your digital hand if you would like to share what you heard, what spoke to you from that passage of scripture or from the image. And I will call on you. Karen Rink, please.
Thank you. Good evening. After I heard that first line, you know, in your body, be in your body, come home to your body. The next thing I heard was, because I will meet you there. And I was really struck by those words that came in. And I love the image in the center of this heart that she's made with her dress is a bow tie. And it, to me, it ties both sides of the heart together. And I just thought that was an amazing picture of totality and the expression of love and joy in this person's movement in the whole picture. If anyone was stacked right for that moment, she was. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, for sharing. And I just want to make sure that we can see the image of whoever's speaking, if that's possible. Jackie Powell, please.
Yes, what I heard in all of this was just a beautiful, were beautiful words of self-remembering and remembering where we came from and what else was there? Oh, remembering that we are inherently good. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you very much. Indeed. Thank you, Jackie. Jeffrey Ward, please. Jeff, Brother Jeff.
This is Kieran.
Hi.
I just heard not to be afraid of the sensations, not to be afraid of the uncomfortable sometimes sensations that we feel in our heart and in our body. And that if we trust that we'll be able to move through those.
Thank you. That directly connects, I suspect, to what Pamela will be teaching us tonight about the welcoming prayer and other aspects of this teaching. Oh, how we all need to work on that aspect to feel what we feel. Yes, Pamela, and then Rebecca.
I think that the image is what our cells do every time we inhabit our body with being. That there is just a rejoicing of being, of reincarnating. And the cells look that joyful and full and alive.
Yeah, thank you very much. And for some reason, for me, that image is conveys the feminine joy that is so essential for life. So thank you, Pamela. Rebecca, please. Hi, Rebecca.
I just love Pamela's image that she just shared of ourselves looking like that. And I actually can relate to that because what I was going to say is that most of my life, I have just taken my body for granted. It has worked for me. It's done everything I asked of it. I just hardly spent any time in it at all. I mean, you know, intellectual and emotional, you know, that was all going on. And then every so often, like childbirth, you know, brings you right back into the body. But in the last few years, I've had some reasons to start noticing my body and not taking it for granted. And so I love this invitation, you know, like come back, come back into your body. And what I related to Pamela's image was this last week, I was someplace where I was introduced to some healthy habits of taking care of yourself, having to do with eating and exercise and all that stuff. And I feel so much, my body is so much happier. And I think my cells are looking exactly like that.
Good for you. That's awesome. Thank you, Rebecca. Lent is such a good time to introduce those sorts of new influences of healthier food. JC, please. Brother JC.
I also saw the image of the dancer as a blood cell, and a dancing blood cell, which is the juice of the heart. And I was remembering back to watching a TED talk where the guy said there was no iron in the atmosphere when the earth first was formed. And it had to literally come from exploding, intermingling galaxies all the way down into here. And now the very molecule that's that at the heart of every drop of blood is an iron, is an atom of iron. So we're sort of covered from the stars to ourselves, and coming home to that level of self-remembering is just beautiful.
Thank you, JC. I love that reminder. I read somewhere something similar, that the difference between our blood and chlorophyll that's in makes the trees green is just iron. So we're just very close to this life force on this planet. Blood, red, and green. Thank you. Frank, and then Jenny, please.
I was struck by the language of God knitting us into our mother's womb, and thinking about how much care and attention it takes to knit properly, and that God took God's time in doing it. Reassuring and wonderful language. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Jenny, please.
Need to unmute Jenny.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I have to say the last thing I think about every day is my body. But I loved the image because it brought me freedom, and the words of the reading are just so full of joy and invitation, and the idea that I'm wonderfully made, and that it all, that part of it matters in life. I guess I just really felt like that image was just complete freedom.
Oh, that's joyful. Thank you, Mom, for sharing. It's good to see you. Who else would like to share tonight? We've got a little bit of time. Anyone else wish to speak to what spoke to you in the image or the text? Yes, Christina.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just love the image, how open, like just how how proud of the heart. And I love the words of being wonderfully made, because I just feel like there's some shame when there's when I'm too open and vulnerable, like it's not wonderful. And this, it just, the image seemed like it is a wonderful thing. Like it's not a mistake to be like a heart-based person. So it gave me hope. It was beautiful.
Yes, thank you very much, Christina. It evoked a higher emotion. Bonnie, please. And then Hattie.
Good evening. I see the creative, beautiful woman with the power of God, the strength of and the totality of what God, the gifts that God has given her, fusing with the God that's saying, come home to me, be with, and they're becoming one in that dance. It's kind of a physical a union of some sort when through the dance, like in a music. And it's a joyous union between the two, and the heart has her becoming part of the love of God with that. That's what I see.
Beautiful seeing, Bonnie, thank you. And then we'll conclude with Hattie, unless someone else deeply wishes to share. Go ahead, Hattie. Hattie, are you there? If not, we'll go to Pam.
Sorry, I just wanted to say after that last share, I looked at the image again. I love my phone because I can blow the image up real big and look at it. This is jumping for the rope. I mean, this is it. That's what it looks like. If we could feel how much of a stretch that is, see her whole body is just a complete stretch. I mean, that's a stretch right there. Jumping for the rope. Oh, I hope to remember that. Thanks, Bonnie, for the clue to that thought in my head.
Oh, that's a great connection, Pam. I never would have thought of that, but that is such a beautiful insight there. Okay. Unless anyone else feels they wish to share, we'll conclude with Whitney.
Hello. I just wanted to say I love the image as well, and the words were perfect for it. But I've actually had the pleasure of being able to dance in one of those skirts before, and it is the most magical thing. It's fun to dance just with your own body, but when you are able to use your surroundings and props to be able to experience and expand your being even further than your physical body, it is absolutely beautiful and a wonderful thing to experience. And so using that image and thinking about that expansion just, you know, in my regular life, not just dancing, is it's quite lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Whitney, for that insight. And let's just take a moment to send gratitude to everyone for sharing, the courage to share in the larger community. And we will be focusing tonight on the emotions in the body, and so powerful thing to do, and brings up a lot for many of us. And I'm really grateful that Pamela Begeman will be our faculty teaching tonight, because to me, Pamela represents so many exceptional qualities of being, and I'm grateful for her presence and the way she is in her body, and the vulnerability of her body too, and the strength. So just before Pamela begins, it's really interesting if you notice the trend for those of us who were here last year in the Journey School. The way draws us deeper was our theme last year, and this one is truth opens the eyes of our heart. And so you can kind of get the trend where next year might unfold based on Jesus' statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, you know, this movement toward the body life is very compelling, and the spiritualizations of the centers and the integration of the body in centering prayer and elsewhere, we are rediscovering the importance of the body, that the physical is spiritual and the spiritual is physical. So how timely to have this teaching this week. I trust it's fruitful for all of us. And let's welcome Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. I want us all just to feel into the bubble of affirmation that that time of Lectio Divina created. The impressions of the image, the impression of the words in the context of silence and community. I mean, I could just feel just wave after wave of this joyful goodness coming from all of us gathered. And so why has the body been left out? And the email hinted to that today, that the context, the historical context, the patriarchal context, has really led us astray. And we have a lot of issues in the tissues as a result of that. A lot of acquired attitudes, mostly that we're not aware of, but we're certainly all enculturated to set the body aside for other, quote, more important things, even, quote, more important spiritual things. But I felt the tide turning just in the first few minutes of our class, that when we all intentionally begin to take the body in a new way, in a different context, everything changes. So we're actually going to do a lot of practice tonight. We're not going to sit here and talk about the body. It seems to me that would be the exactly wrong thing to do. We're going to actually do practice the body together and share and explore and move toward the body in an affirming, loving, gentle way, in a conscious way. And so where we'll start this evening is with the practice of the welcoming prayer. This is a practice of self-observation, non-identification, and self-remembering. It is a practice of moving down into the body without story, without any overlay, about being present in the moment, in the body. So I invite all of you to join me in beginning to sink into your body, to remove your attention from the limbs, to begin to sink deeply into sensation. And you might begin by scanning, starting from the top of your body. And with an inward eye, looking for any sensations that are calling for your attention. It could be muscle tension. It could be a pleasant experience of warmth. It could be numbness, coolness. It could be pain. And whenever you come upon a sensation, focus on it. Sink into it, in other words, move toward it, and feel it. And you might notice that as you sink into it and feel it, that the sensation may increase. Or it may dissipate, or it may remain. focus, feeling, sinking into. Welcome. Welcome. I welcome in this sensation the presence of the divine indwelling. Welcome. I let go of my desire for security, affection, control, and embrace this moment as it is. If the sensation should move to a different place in your body, follow it. Or if the sensation has released, keep scanning your body for other sensation. Just being with. If thoughts arise about the sensation, just move back into the sensation. Welcome. Welcome. I let go of my desire for security, affection, control, and embrace this moment as it is. Amen. So now if you would just gently bring your awareness gently bringing your awareness back. And it is possible to practice this prayer throughout the entire class, to stay in sensation with divided attention, as well as take in the impressions of the teaching and community. There's a lot of nuances to this practice, which it's not the purpose of this class to teach those nuances. But I did want to give you a taste of why this practice is a practice of self-observation, non-identification, and self-remembering. Completely embodied, completely present, non-critical, non-judgmental, fluid, so as we move into the next portion of our class, I wanted to let you know that if you have any questions at any time or comments, don't wait for me to pause, just raise your hand. And I invite you to do this throughout the class if you wish, so that we can have more of a dialogue throughout the entire class. So last week, Rodney, through his own example, walked us through the time body and memories and associations that we acquire and that can be transformed. And homework was to, with directed attention, to review the email to see where was your point in the work with the teachings that were given. Where were you called to work with memories, associations, attention? So if there's anything that you would like to share about that or any unfinished business about last week or about the welcoming prayer, please raise your hand. Sue, please.
Hello. For me, working with the welcoming prayer and working with the body is a very fruitful place for me to work. And that came up for me this past week, actually yesterday. So yesterday, there was this announcement that the governor was lifting the mask mandate. And there was also an announcement that there was this new pharmacy program that teachers were going to be available to get vaccinated. And I had very strong reactions to both these announcements. I went and tried to sign up for a vaccine, but there was no information on any of the, it was actually 2 days ago this happened. Anyway, there was no information immediately available on the vaccines for teachers. And I got extremely identified. I would describe it as being beside myself. That's what it felt like. Like I was really not there, not here. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad that I literally felt like I was not going to be able to do anything until I just calmed myself down. So I went and sat down and did the welcoming prayer. And when I did the check-in, you know, I found this like vibrating kind of in my pelvic floor and this roiling in my abdomen. And like this tightness in my jaw and the back of my neck and down into my shoulders and my hands. And I could sense just this rage, you know, that, and so I did the, you know, welcome. I let go of the need for affection and control and security and just sat with it for a while. And what came to me was that I was enraged because there was nothing I could do about any of this stuff. And then I sat with it longer, and the more I accepted it, the more I kind of space opened up around it, you know, like it, I got less attached to it. And then I got there, it felt like there was some kind of despair and sadness there too. And so I just sat with all of that, and it really helped me calm down. It was like, I wasn't so identified with those sensations and those emotions. There was like this little space around it, and it helped me just calm down. So that was my experience.
And what did the sensation of fear After you got past the control, what was the sensation in the body for fear?
You know, that was a hard one to get. For me, it was more like despair. Like I was alone. There was no one could help me. Mm. It just felt like, you know, hopeless, basically, yeah. What it felt like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So Sue was part of the welcoming prayer workshop that we just had a couple of weeks ago, where there was about 70 of us. And the practice, as you noted, is to go into the body. And we get triggered. And usually what we want to do is go into the story about it. But the welcoming prayer invites us to go into the bodies, to the root, beyond story, beyond emotion, but into where the root of the emotions are in the body. And then, as you said, Sue, there's space. There can be space. So then instead of reacting, there can be a pause or a new way of taking it, let's say, first conscious shock, that there's a space for first conscious shock so that we can act instead of react. Because there's certain things, we're in the householder life. There are certain things in life we attend to. You're a teacher. You need to be vaccinated. You're in a certain context in life. And so there's details to attend to around that. By themselves, those details are fairly straightforward. They're not easy, but they're straightforward. I need to do this. I need to do that. The emotional reactions make them very complicated. And we bleed our life force all over the place and all over everyone. And there's violence. I mean, you could feel the violence in yourself, the rage. And without practice, that gets spread back into the ethers for others to pick up and to regurgitate in their own way. So the stakes are very high. It's not just a personal practice. It becomes a collective practice. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. Rebecca, please.
I just could not help but share once again, because in the welcoming prayer practice that you just led us through, Pamela, I had the most, concrete example of pain disappearing. I have this pain on a toe that is with me all the time. I mean, I try to do things so that I don't feel it as strongly as at other times. So I used your taking us through the welcoming prayer on that. And, you know, I really felt the radiating pain from this spot and everything. And as soon as you came to the welcome, it just went away. I don't think I have ever felt that as clearly as I did just now. I'm not moving my toe. I'm sitting here.
Right.
It's like I you know, who knows what will happen, but oh my goodness, that was I just had to share it.
Thank you. It's a very powerful practice. Attention is very powerful. Now, it doesn't mean that everything will go away. In fact, sometimes it means it will intensify because, again, attention is a very powerful energy. But it is light. It is the energy of light. And it's trustworthy. Thank you. Deborah Jean, please.
Pamela, I just had a question. When we do the first step of the welcoming prayer, do we do all of the centers or do we just stay with the body?
You just stay with the body.
Okay.
Unless you're having, some people have difficulty finding sensation. And in that case, start where you can. If an emotion is up, all you can do is access the emotional quality first. Start there. But eventually see if you can find that corresponding sensation in the body, because every emotional feeling has a corresponding body sensation. Okay, good question. JC.
Yes, you had asked as the homework mentioned, find your point in the work, find where your work is. And I had been working on the sort of practices of spiritualizing the moving center since I'm 3-2-1 and I was working on the body. So when the associations and memories came up last week, it really amplified those practices that I'd been working on. And I did a lot of work, set aims around first conscious shock, because that point of incoming impressions is the only, for me, that's the only place where I've got a real shot at changing something in real time. And what I've noticed is that if I'm not conscious at that point, everything that's coming in falls on it, on associations. Mm-hmm. And those associations, I believe, I'd be interested in getting your perspective on this, Pamela, that, you know, Nickel talks about every bit of sensory data is recorded in roles in centers, mm-hmm. which I take as the central nervous system, which mm-hmm. of course
and cells is, and DNA.
Yeah, it's deeply entangled with like the body and the emotions can't be. I was curious about that question last week about separating sensation and emotion. I've never experienced that, but what I came away with is if I don't catch that wave of incoming impressions and it goes to associations, it's almost always going to be negative.
Right.
So in waking up the body, we're actually releasing a lot of those mechanical pathways in the body and you know, neutralizing them. You were doing that in the body and in the brain.
That's
so
right.
It's been absolutely fascinating to just learn how tracking sensation in the body is, I believe, is the pathway to healing and wholeness.
Absolutely. In fact, in today's email, I don't know if you recall that Cynthia Bergeau said the body is affirming force and the intellect is denying force. And I thought about that. And for me, the body can become just what you said, neutralizing force. That it actually can be a reconciler as well as, or a neutralizer of the other two centers that might be triggered. It's the place where it all comes together as one incarnated experience. But the short path to healing is dealing with the sensation without the story. Not that that's not useful. But here's another take on first conscious shock. So let's say that you get triggered. Let's say that you didn't catch something, you know, right when it came in, and there's triggers there. The thing about the welcoming prayer is if you go back later on or 5 minutes later or 20 minutes later, and those in the body and those sensations and triggers are still there, that is your present moment. In other words, those impressions weren't 10 minutes ago. They are real in your body-mind experience. So the welcoming prayer says, okay, this is the moment now. Embrace this moment. Work now. Use those sensations. This could be 3 weeks later. It could be 10 years later. A memory comes up. There's a sensation with that memory. There's this feeling of in my gut, and there's shame. Rodney talked a lot about shame last week. So the present moment in my tissues from 10 years ago, but I don't even need to know that, but it's this present moment can be worked with now. So the body becomes a portal, no matter where you are with whatever's coming up. So even if that moment passes that you said, the first conscious shock doesn't happen immediately, the body's still telling you, hello. Yeah, it's here. And nothing is lost. Thank you. Rachel.
Yeah, good evening. I guess I want to be a voice to those of us who have endured trauma and mm-hmm. how hard that can make it mm-hmm. to be in our body, right? Whether we're activated or we're shut down, it can be really hard. And when I started doing centering prayer and longing and having a hunger to be still, it was a work in progress, right? Mm-hmm. And the more I got into it, the more, and I've spoken about this and even shared it with my journey group, that I would come to this deep grief, and I would have eyes that would want to piece it together, figure it out, would criticize it. But the welcoming prayer has been instrumental in not figuring it out, but kind of but just accepting that this is what is here, and this is, my body has an intelligence that my intellect can't possibly keep up with. And mm-hmm. so this week I felt that deep grief, and I just placed my attention on it, and it was like this, almost this sack or this of this grief, and I just breathed into it, and that this was really unexpected, and it was such a profound experience for me. But I just used my breath, and my body just knew to do this, to breathe into that pain, and it was like it was leaking out, and it was released. And I have this inner stillness that has been mine the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I say it's mine because it's inside of me, but then it's also just connected to everything else. Mm-hmm. And I've longed for that. And I there's this saying that it's not the emotion that's hard to feel, it's the resistances to the emotion, or the many eyes that gather around and say, we're not going to feel that, we're going to figure it out, we're going to judge it, we're not going to be with it. And you know, like, and I just feel really grateful to have had that moment of just allowing that process to unfold the way it needed to, and that I could get out of the way. Mm. Yeah. So I feel really grateful and excited.
Can I ask you something? How did you, knowing that trauma can be overwhelming, what was your process to work into feeling sensation and being with it? In other words, what worked for you, knowing that it had to be titrated to a certain extent?
Well, because of my history with some complex trauma, I did have start off with some therapy, mm-hmm. and being able to ultimately have permission to start to feel and to be into my body. And that's where I began. And because it was, unbearable to be in the body. And so that's where my journey began with it. Mm-hmm. Trying to.
That's okay. I didn't want to go down too far of a, but I know that there have been people who have said the welcoming prayer, that movement down in can be overwhelming. So I guess the important thing to emphasize is to be gentle and to not force something.
Right. Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it is a process. And right. And to be able to feel safe. And for me, it was permission.
Right.
Permission is the word that comes to mind. And I love how the welcoming prayer really drives that home.
Yes. And it's also, as you said, getting in touch with a stillness and a presence. So it's actually moving us towards presence, towards the divine indwelling.
Yes.
And that's the ultimate context, not the big scary thing, but this is about presence and the indwelling spirit that is holding what can be scary or difficult.
Right. The thing that I was so afraid of is what led me home and right. continue, you know, like, is it that so backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jeannie.
Well, I'm going to address the homework. Mm-hmm. And what came to me was associations. I received a call from a cousin with whom I have had some just tense feelings and emotions. And I, for the first time, I thought, okay, I'm going to try this wish thing. And so I wished to connect sincerely with my cousin in a way that is mutually satisfying without dread, but with joy, understanding, patience with myself and with her, and curiosity toward all that is unknown between us. And we talked for 2.5 hours, and the things that really kind of irritated me with her came up, but I thought, well, but I do that too. And it's the climate we grew up in. And so it was really beautiful. I had not experienced this idea of the wish, how powerful that was.
That's right. So. Right. And it brought forward the gift of external considering, that you could see yourself in the other.
Yes.
And the aim of toward the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been doing the welcoming prayer too. And that's really helped me pause instead of just charging through my day. Okay, this thing needs to be done. This thing. No, I stop and listen to my body and do that scan. And so I feel like I'm beginning to creep into my body and kind of get acquainted anew. So, thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Okay, Suzanne, we'll take one more. Suzanne?
Sorry. I'm one of those people that it's hard for me to access or understand my body and what it's doing. So I've had to really work on identifying how my emotions are, the sensations of my emotions, I guess, in my body. Mm-hmm. One of the things that has really helped me as a mother, I probably said this before, but as a mother, I can envision my daughter and my daughter in various stages. She's 10 now. And picturing my daughter and how nurturing and caring I feel that unconditional love for her, and taking that in and caring for the different eyes, the different feelings, the different sensations as my higher self to my child. Just having that picture in my head as I'm trying to develop trust, I guess, with my traumatic parts, building that unconditional love with myself. And over time, I've been able in just this past week, have touched into really trusting myself, especially because I'm an empath and I had this fear of being pulled into other people's energies. And just this past week, I keyed into this place where I could be compassionate as a witness and trust that I didn't have to go into their pain or I didn't have to go into their energy, that I could be still and trust myself. But it's been a period of learning that I can trust myself. And just that visioning of the child in me has been really helpful.
A very powerful third force. Yeah, thank you. Okay, a couple of things that we'll share tonight as part of our exploration about the body and emotions. So there was a cross-cultural study, which I found interesting that it was cross-cultural, mapping how emotions show in the body. And really, this is just to say that there is, back to what we discussed before, there's always a corresponding sensation. You can see especially the stark difference between the overwhelming sensation of happiness and the kind of imploded, closed down sensation of depression. I really want to meet the neutral person. I've never met one of those before, but apparently there are possibilities. But I don't think this is a complete map either, because it doesn't show the nuances of the lightness and darkness. For example, the darkness of the emotion of anger compared to pride or love. On this map, they're shown as the same color, and we know they have very, very different qualities. So here's another take on that using the chakra system. And it's an example, or it gives us an illustration of how our energies can become blocked and obstructed and stuck. So we can start from the bottom, and the root chakra deals with security and is blocked by fear. The second chakra deals with esteem and is blocked by guilt. And there's much more detail around all of these. This is just a summary to give us an example of energies and emotions. Third chakra deals with control and is blocked by shame. The heart chakra deals with love and is blocked by grief. The throat chakra deals with truth and is blocked by lies. The third eye chakra deals with insight and is blocked by illusion. And then the crown chakra deals with cosmic energy, or that connection to what is above, and is blocked by ego attachment. So again, the issues are in the tissues, and they become very real blocks. And in my own experience, I've had long-term blockages in the throat chakra. And It's only through a lot of body practice, a lot of self-observation, a lot of energy movement that some of those blocks have been released. And even still, there's a condition or there are symptoms of what's called cervical dystonia, again, a different kind of block in the chakra that manifests as head tremors, blocked energy. So there's still sensation and movement and light for me that's very important to work with. I've had the privilege of being at some teachings given by a doctor in Colorado who works with the VA and works with veterans with PTSD. And one of the things that she stressed is that wholeness and well-being is a practice, which is exactly what we're practicing together tonight. And she said that what fires together, wires together. So when we do three-centered observations, when we do three-centered practices like the welcoming prayer, we are rewiring and making whole and reincarnating our being in a whole new way. We're unrolling those roles that JC mentioned and creating new ways of holistically being available to higher influences, to the divine presence. She also said, where attention goes, neuron flows. So she was speaking specifically about brain pathways, but we also know where attention goes is where our life force goes, which is why we pay so much attention to the food of impressions. What do we give our attention to? What kind of food of impressions, the food, regular kind of food, the food of air, it all matters. And she gave practices that she works with veterans with who have PTSD, which she called subtle yoga, which combined the science of touch and movement and breath and the vibrations of the voice and affirmations, which we've already practiced together and we're going to practice some more in a minute. And this not only changes our brain chemistry when we combine all of these, it moves the energy, it invites divine presence. It's a completely different third force of being with ourselves and with others. And it's part of the efforts and practice we make in our transformative process. And again, it's an affirmation that we are localized vibrations of the divine. We are incarnations of Christ as Christ. And we're waking up to that in each moment. And one of the practices that I'd like to do together, and I put it up here on the screen so you can follow, but I'm going to walk us through this. Some of you have done this with me in other settings, in other retreat settings. And she called it the grounding and gratitude practice. And it's actually working through the chakras with affirmations and sound. We're going to use our voices. We're going to use touch. So I invite you, I'm going to, if you can change your screen, you can, some of you are able to actually slide the your view so you can see me and see the screen. I'll go through this once, and then I'd like you to join in with me. So sitting comfortably with your feet on the floor and placing your hands on your thighs. And we're going to be following the breath. And so I'll start and you can follow along. You can watch first or you can also follow on the slide. So we're going to bring the arms out and inhale. Exhale, hands on the thighs. I am rooted in gratitude. Inhaling, hands slightly higher. Exhaling, hands below the navel. I am balanced in gratitude. Inhaling, exhaling, hands to solar plexus. I am empowered in gratitude. Inhaling, arms to a T, a little bit higher. Exhaling, hands to heart. I feel gratitude. Inhaling, hands to throat. I speak gratitude. Inhaling, hands to eyebrows. I see gratitude. Inhaling, arms to the top of your, or hands to the top of your head. I am gratitude. And then slowly release. I'm going to stop sharing so that you can see me. And we're going to go through this 4 or 5 times together. Inhaling. Exhaling, hands on thighs. I am rooted in gratitude. Hands below the navel. I am balanced in gratitude. Hands to solar plexus. I am empowered in gratitude. Hands to the heart. I feel gratitude. Hands to the throat. I speak gratitude. Hands to the eyebrows. I see gratitude. Hands to the top of the head. I am gratitude. And releasing. And just noticing sensation. Maybe a sense of aliveness, tingling, openness, or something else. Just notice. Inhaling, exhaling, hands to thighs. I am rooted in gratitude. Hands below the navel. I am balanced in gratitude. Hands to solar plexus. I am empowered in gratitude. Hands to the heart, I feel gratitude. Hands to the throat, I speak gratitude. Hands to the eyebrows, I see gratitude. Hands to the top of the head. I am gratitude. Releasing. Noticing. And last time, inhaling, hands on thighs. I am rooted in gratitude. Hands below the navel. I am balanced in gratitude. I am empowered in gratitude. I feel gratitude. I speak gratitude. I see gratitude. I am gratitude. And releasing. And breathing and noticing. So this is a practice of incarnation. It's a practice of self-remembering. It's a practice of working with the body and subtle energies. It can be used as a vestibule to centering prayer. Can be used after centering prayer. And this will be in the class notes. Subtle yoga. So we just went through the welcoming prayer at the beginning of class. A similar practice without story. So one of the lines in today's email is the primacy of the body as the receiver and transformer of the energies that pass through it. And one of the things that Michael and I have been talking about lately is the feeling that we had very early on of becoming a sieve for energies. Different than an empath, but that there was something that was just happening, which was not of our own doing, but that as we were freer and freer of our own stories and energies, which is part of this work of transforming energies, our own energies, that we became aware of that inflow and outflow possibility on behalf of the whole. Michael calls it the bivalve syndrome, which is why I have pictures of muscles here. I always felt like it was a sieve, but bivalves actually provide a better visual image for us. And isn't it interesting that an open bivalve looks like a heart? And so this gets back to the fourth and fifth driving, that as we become freer and freer of our own energies, we are freer and freer to lighten the load of our common father, mother. And we are freer and freer to assist other beings in their transformation, which is the fifth striving. Father Thomas says that people who sit in centering prayer long enough become like radio transmitters, and just walking down the street, they're transmitting the energy of divine life, light, and love. Not trying to do anything, not self-conscious about it at all. It's just happening. There's a kind of transparency of being where the energy of the spirit can flow through and be a healing presence. And so this is why body practices are so important, because if we can use them to dismantle story without the story, we become available for so much more. So this is just another way of saying it. So by the prostrations, for example, that were mentioned in today's email, the movements, yoga, dance, walking, house cleaning, the welcoming prayer, we're moving and purifying stagnant energy, places of crystallization. And there are new and finer energies available to us. And not only that, but perceptions. We see things differently. Our perceptions are just totally cleared. To use Richard Rohr analogy, the lens has been cleaned. And then in addition, we can participate in the healing and transformation of negativity and wounds, of second conscious shock, both for ourselves and for others. That's the possibility. That's the reality. That's the That's it. I'm running out of words for it. Greta.
There we do. I just wanted to make a comment on bivalves. Bivalves are siphons. They mm-hmm. siphon in water and food with one valve, and they let go and excrete with the other.
Yes.
So they are real demonstrators of being transceivers, that is, both receiving and transforming.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Yes, so the science is there, and there is a science to it, and we have the same science in a different way. Maybe in the same way. I mean, if you look at Rodney Collins' theory of celestial influences and our connections with the planet, and we'll talk about this a little bit more next week in looking at some of Cynthia's work with the imaginal realms, there is an upward and downward exchange when we can be aware of that. Sue, please.
Can you refresh my memory? What is the second conscious shock?
The transformation of negative emotions is the technical term.
Okay,
that happens in first shock is taking things in a new way, taking impressions in a new way, and then second conscious shock is actually transforming those impressions. But those impressions can be, as you said earlier, internally generated. So it's not always this outward in, it's circulating inward as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
So just briefly, as a reminder, the homework is an invitation to look at posture and how posture informs us of our body state and emotional state and our crystallization. And that's true with gestures. It goes into some detail in the email. To practice the welcoming prayer and become aware of sensations. And it helps to actually, if the welcoming prayer isn't part of your practice, it helps to create specific times during the day to use the prayer, to remind yourself to use it, and to self-remember was the third homework recommendation, which is embodied in the welcoming prayer itself. And I would add to really look at, how do I include my body in my spiritual practice? Is it included as part of my everyday spiritual work? Or has it been excluded? And just to see where its place has been or not been. Jeffrey or Karen?
You know, I've practiced that gratitude in the practice that you shared with us, and then I've also done it with a big cup of water in the morning. And as I'm drinking that cup of water, you know, saying to myself, this cup represents what I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. What it always does for me, what's always interesting, is that the volume of the day, the volume of the noise, the volume of interactions that I have with people, if I don't have that, is like on a 10. And then if I have had that practice, it takes it way, way down. Mm-hmm. It's always amazing.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. And just to differentiate a little bit between the practice that you do, because there is a science to the one that I just mentioned, which is the science of touch and the science of vibration and the science of using the chakras and the science of affirmation. So some of that is embodied in what you're doing with a glass of water. And then there's more with this other practice. And you can use other words. During Advent, we've used the word light instead of gratitude. And so there's many, many iterations of this, depending on where you are, which is really beautiful. That's just how it should be. Anyone else? I saw a hand go up and then down. Jack or Jackie? Jackie.
Experience that you were describing, the welcoming experience, I had yesterday when I finally was able to go and get my first vaccine, my first COVID vaccine. And this was clearly for me grace. And it emanated, it came from last Thursday when I was signed up and didn't get chosen to go forward the next day for this COVID vaccine. And I was so identified in the moment that I could not listen to the lesson on Thursday night. I was negative, I was angry, I projected off on the system that rejected me from it. And I projected off on the lesson. And I went upstairs. I actually had a scotch and soda, which is what I needed to actually come to myself. And I recognized that I was totally identified, that I had removed myself from the list because I was so identified, I couldn't even type in the right numbers to get into the system. It wasn't them, it was me in my anxiety. And I turned it over to God. I accepted it. I brought in page 10. Okay, I accept this. Whatever is your wish for me. And I was able with my beloved Jack to get in the next time and had the experience of going yesterday. And it was pure grace. I was grateful to everyone, truly grateful. I thanked everyone I saw. I thanked the nurse that gave me the shot. I sat there and watched in gratitude everyone in this amazing contribution to each of us together. Sharing openly, though masked, with everybody that we were all there together and how beautiful it was. And that was my reward for acceptance last week. And the gratitude is still there today. I feel kind of crappy. My arm hurts. And I'm just delighted that I am alive in this time with these opportunities and this work, and I can work.
Thank you, Jackie. Peter, please.
Thank you. Pamela, and on behalf of everyone, thank you for that deeply important, meaningful teaching that has many ways of applying in each of our lives. I want to conclude with a brief quotation from the saint of bodywork, Bessel van der Kolk. Social support is not the same as merely being in the presence of others. The critical issue is reciprocity, that being truly heard and seen by the people around us, feeling that we are held in someone else's mind and heart. For our physiology to calm down, heal, and grow, we need a visceral feeling of safety. No doctor can write a prescription for friendship and love. These are complex and hard-earned capacities. And we conclude our time tonight by remembering the prayer, and we say it together, the prayer of God's love. God's love has always met and will always meet all my needs. I give freely and receive joyfully. And how blessed we are to simply remember God. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us asleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ and asleep rest in his peace. May God, our beloved source, grant to each of us a peaceful night, a perfect death. And may divine love be with us and all our beloveds who are away. Amen. Good night.